So, this week, we're looking at the subject of biblical slavery, the way that slaves were handled in biblical times. And we read about this in Exodus chapter 21, verses 2 through 11. The reason we didn't start at number 1 was because they misdid it when they set up the chapters and verses, and verse 1 went with the previous chapter. So it actually starts in chapter 2. When you buy a Hebrew slave, he is to serve for 6 years. Then in the 7th year, he is to leave as a free man without paying anything. If he arrives alone, he is to leave alone. If he arrives with a wife, his wife leaves with him. If his master gives him a wife and she bears him sons or daughters, the wife and the children belong to her master, and the man must leave alone. But if the slave declares, "I love my master and my wife and my children, I don't want to leave as a free man," his master is to bring him to the judges and then bring him to the door or doorpost. His master must pierce his ear with an awl, and he will serve his master for life. If she's displeased, pleasing to her master, well, when a man sells his daughter as a slave, she's not to leave as the male slaves do. If she's displeasing to her master, who chose her for himself, then he must let her be redeemed. He has no right to sell her to foreigners because he has acted treacherously toward her. Or if he chooses her for his son, he must deal with her according to the customary treatment for daughters. If he takes an additional wife, he must not reduce the food, clothing, or marital rights of the first wife. And if he does not do these three things for her, she may leave free of charge without any exchange of money. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we're here. We'd ask you to bless us and lead us and help us to understand what we need to know about you and about our relationships. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, one of the places that you often see this brought up is when Jesus and the apostles refer to being a slave of God. When they did that, they were thinking in terms of the Hebrew slaves, and the Jewish people would have a perfect understanding of what it is. Now, the background of this is pretty simple. Many people are upset that the Bible even has slavery. But it was an illustration of the difference between serving God and serving Satan. Now, the initial idea of slavery within the Jewish nation was that it was voluntary. You sold yourself to somebody, perhaps you sold yourself because you owed money and you were about to get thrown in jail or whatever. So you sold yourself as a slave to get yourself level. And usually if you worked for this guy for 6 years and then when you got out, it says don't have him go out, you know, broke. Take good care of him. As he goes out, give him things to, you know, set himself up on the outside again. It's an illustration about how it is when you serve God and when you serve Satan. It was for a period of 6 years, and when it came to the 7th year, they went out just the way they came in. If they came in with a family, that was their family. If they came in alone, they went out alone. Now, once again, if they came in with family, you got to buy the family. So it was, you know, they cannot keep the wife and kids unless they came with them. If they were given a wife, then this is people who belonged to the master. And the master gets the children and all this stuff. So, this guy's trying to figure out what's up. I guess he's figured it out now. Then, you began to have a thing that they did that made slavery permanent. It was also voluntary. the guy, as he was leaving, could say, I don't want to go out. I like being this guy's slave. He takes good care of me. I want to be his slave from now on. It's done because they love the master. And then they mark them for life to say, this is somebody who is. And what they would actually do is they would put like a little medallion hung in their ear, like an earring or something, but it showed who they belonged to. And so they were marked for life. Now, female slavery was a little different. You could buy a female slave for multiple purposes. You might buy a female slave to be a maid for your wife, or to be a cook, or whatever. But if you bought the slave, you could say, okay, I bought you, I'm going to make you my wife. But that's all you can do. Well, you could also make her the wife of your son. But you could not just say, I'm going to pop you in the rack and do as I please. It is not allowed. Okay? Female slaves cannot be resold. Once you get them, you got them. Now, they were probably sold by the faculty. And so he made money by you getting them, and they, he used it for whatever, and when it's all done, she'll go back and be his daughter. Well, he needs to go back. She needs to go back and be his daughter just the way she was when she came into being a slave. You can't be playing games with this. They can be used for marriage, but if they are, then they're no longer a slave. They're now a wife, either the son or the master or whatever. Now, you can get people who are captured. Generally, they did not take male slaves from capturing people from the enemy. And once again, they weren't capturing the way that they did it in United States and England and all that slavery. They didn't just go grab people and say, you just became my slaves. They took slaves from defeated enemies. And this was also regulated by how you do this. And you had to treat them just right. But if you got a woman who was one of the captured peoples, and you took her as a maid, she must be a permanent slave. She can become concubines, but the children belong to the master. Once again, we see this with Abraham and other places where they had concubines. So, yeah. So what was the actual thing that God was trying to teach us by slavery? And once again, when you say that, you often find people that get all upset. Why would God be using slavery to teach us? We're talking about a different thing than the slavery that a lot of people in America think of as slavery. We're talking about a whole different thing. It's the slavery that the Jews had was different than capture slavery. If you captured the woman, she was captured property. And once again, you kind of took it the way that sort of like what they did in American slavery, but it was only defeated enemies that you could do that with. And the big thing that you have to understand, Bob Dylan wrote a song after he gave his life to Christ, called You're Gonna Have to Serve Somebody. And he said, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Now, it can be the devil or it can be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody in the end. And that's the idea here. You're a slave. Everybody is a slave, period. It may be to the devil or it may be to the Lord, but everybody is a slave to something. That's just the way human nature is. And God wanted to demonstrate this. He wanted to have something that people could see so that they would understand it.
Americans. They had slaves too, but
right.
They would take slaves, captives, but
right.
They would try to get them to join the tribe. If they
right.
wanted to join the tribe, and, you know,
that's right. They could do that.
Did whatever they were supposed
that's
to
right.
do. Yeah, they
were and to they had rules. They also had rules about how it was to be done. Okay? Now, sometimes you're serving the world. You have an awful lot of people that all they care about is how much money can I make, what can I do, how much can I amass. And so they're serving the world. They're slaves to the world and trying to acquire worldly things. Sometimes it's yourself. Sometimes you're so tied up in yourself that you're a slave to yourself. And you give everything to you, and you want to get things just because you want it, and all this stuff. And sometimes it's God. Sometimes you literally become a slave of the Lord. And in the Catholic Church, they call that saints. You know, we say that's just the way that Christians are supposed to be. If I'm going to say, I've given my life to Christ, I need to be a slave of Christ. I need to do what He tells me to do. We're always slaves. Even if we don't know we're slaves to something. So we need to choose wisely who and what we're going to be slaves of. And if we become a slave of something that we shouldn't be, we need to get loose of it. And if we're going to be slaves of Christ, we need to be good slaves of Christ. We need to ask Him what He wants and then go do it. And that's why, in the Bible, they have slavery. So let's pray. Lord, we thank You for being here today. Help us to be good servants and slaves of You. Guide us throughout our lives and show us Your will. And help us to do it and to be successful in following You. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here, guys.